Goodbye and God bless, Bishop Graham. When Bishop Graham arrived in Norwich, he was expecting it would take time to feel at home. The thing that I kept hearing about Norfolk was that you need to be here for 180 years before anyone will speak to you, he said. We certainly didn't find that at all. Of all places I have been in ministry, this is the place that has given the warmest welcome and was the easiest to feel at home in. He leaves with farewell cathedral services on November the 25th as the longest serving bishop in the entire Church of England. But as Bishop Graham and his wife Julie say their goodbyes after 20 years in Norfolk, their legacy could live on for decades. Over the past 20 years, Bishop Graham has visited every benefice and almost every church in a diocese stretching from King's Lynn to Lowestoft and Cromer to Diss. He has preached in more than 500 different Norfolk churches, ordained more than 400 new deacons and priests, and confirmed many thousands of people into the faith he has spent a lifetime preaching. I try to write a new sermon each time I preach, but I can't promise every anecdote will be new, he said. A gifted communicator, he is a regular on BBC Radio 4 Today's programme, Thought for the Day slot, and in Norfolk has taken part in charity game shows, theatrical performances, and even played God in a village play. His first visit to Norfolk was as a young curate, visiting a fellow curate in Sprowston, North Norwich. The pair of fledgling clergymen enjoyed a ride on the famous wooden roller coaster at Great Yarmouth. His next trip to the pleasure beach was in disguise, for by now he had risen through the ranks, including 6 years as chaplain to the Archbishop of Canterbury, to become Bishop of Norwich. Wanting to take his teenage children, Rebecca and Dominic, to enjoy the fun without the ceremony of being there with the bishop, he went unannounced to enjoy some of the more white-knuckle rides. Most of his trips around the county have been more sedate, although there is an annual ride on the Norfolk Wherry to preach at an open-air service alongside the River Bure in his role as Abbot of St. Benet's. He loves the beauty of his diocese, but is not blind to its problems. What I have watched over more than 40 years of ministry is a society where there have been ever more greater divisions between people with stable lives and people with chaotic lives, he said. Don't imagine that these are people who have not had a stable upbringing, losing a job or a relationship breaking down, or problems with children or sickness can cause the whole of life to collapse. I do feel that these problems are more testing and greater now than they were when I arrived in Norwich. They were around then, but a bit more hidden from our eyes. And he said easy access to illegal drugs meant people trying to temporarily block out problems ended up addicted and destitute. It is one of the reasons so many Christian groups are involved in ministering to people with drugs and alcohol addictions, he said. We offer not to convert them, but to connect as humans. In that cold weather last year, the people of Norwich's St. Peter Mancroft's church were an amazing witness. The whole point of a God who becomes a human being and suffers death on the cross as a common criminal is that there is no degradation he hasn't felt himself, said Bishop Graham. However terrible you feel about yourself, however bad things become, he's always there. He has worked groups tackling drugs and alcohol abuse, homelessness, addiction, rural isolation, and relationship breakdown, but has also been able to pass on the welcome given to him. He wanted Norfolk to be a place of sanctuary for families fleeing death and devastation in war zones, including Congo and Syria. There is that great tradition of welcoming strangers which goes so deep in our history that it still is a place of hospitality, said Bishop Graham. He has also helped create the Norfolk Community Fund, which now has a £20 million endowment aimed at helping Norfolk people for years to come. Norfolk people love their county and want to support community life, and what I wanted to do was create something that would last. I like to think that the Community Fund will be here for a very long time, just as at the bottom of my garden, one of my predecessors founded the Great Hospital in 1249, and it's still going. Although the farewell services are on November the 25th, Bishop Graham does not actually retire back to his home county of Cornwall until February. One of his last engagements will be with the Queen. With Norfolk hosting the head of the Church of England every Christmas, the grandson of a Cornish tin miner has had an annual festive date with the Queen, staying with the royals in Sandringham, preaching at church on the last Sunday of the year, and connecting with the Queen over corgis, which were his family's pets of choice during his childhood. But he said his fondest memories are of events far from the national spotlight. Some of the occasions which have most touched me have been in small churches in the depths of the Norfolk countryside, dedicating a war memorial in Felmingham, a century on from the First World War, playing God in a mystery play at Burgh Apton, celebrating the renewal of the bells in Foxley, inaugurating the Friends at Sal. It's something in the smallest places that you get a sense of how transformative the life of the church can be for the local community around. Going to church that's so connected to the community around it reminds me why I love the Church of England.